Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome my colleagues, Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, keeps the Long War Journal, and Ambassador Hussein Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, now a Senior Fellow at the Hudson Institute. Gentlemen, a Financial Times piece did us all the favor of providing visuals, satellite visuals, of the explosion in sharp increase of mines throughout Afghanistan, said to be especially keen for the Taliban government in Kabul. But I note that the mines are exploding, especially along the Chinese border and other parts of Afghanistan that used to be associated with the Taliban in the hills and now al-Qaeda. Bill, I start with you because the presumption, I'm making one, the Financial Times doesn't say it, is that all those training camps and safe havens that al-Qaeda has in Afghanistan, now established, they look surprisingly like some of the maps here of the mines, especially the mines for nephrite, which is a gemstone very dear to the Chinese. And we can imagine that whoever mines it would want to have a Chinese customer in mind. To your knowledge, Bill, does al-Qaeda work with the People's Republic of China in some fashion? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. You have to keep in mind that the Taliban and its allies, including al-Qaeda, have been exploiting these mines even before the Taliban takeover. They now, not to the degree that's reported in the Financial Times, and that's unsurprising. But I, you know, when I was tracking the control of Taliban districts, that was one of the metrics in some areas that I used. If the Taliban and so groups like Jamaat Ansarullah, which is basically a Tajik branch of the Taliban, which is allied with al-Qaeda, and even some al-Qaeda branches were managing some of these mines during that time. So it's reasonable to assume that they're doing so today. These are in remote mountainous areas where al-Qaeda, where the Taliban and the movement of the Taliban in Pakistan and other terror groups were running and continue to this day to run training camps. So, yes, there is a correlation. What we're seeing now is now that the Taliban controls the state and is the de facto government, they're able to exploit these mines on an industrial scale instead of, you know, some guys with pickaxes pulling materials out. They're getting large excavators, building roads and infrastructure. And look, the Chinese have to be well aware of what's happening. Everything, remember, flows through the Taliban. That gives it the, you know, even though the Taliban, we all know, is, you know, a terrorist organization, the Chinese don't view it that way. So if they're cutting a deal with the Taliban to get to those resources, that's good enough. It's plausible deniability. But the Chinese are going to make a mistake here because groups like that it cares about, particularly the Turkestan Islamic Party, benefits from these agreements.
Mr. Ambassador, good day to you. Nephrite, other gemstones, marble, chromite, and other metals. In other words, mining rich. The number used by the Financial Times is altogether, it appears to be $2 trillion worth of mining available to the Taliban. Is this a factor for the region that the Taliban are suddenly rich in gemstones and they're to be dealt with as the rich neighborhood, not the poor neighborhood? Good evening to you.
Good evening. When the United States had a significant military presence in Afghanistan and basically controlled its fate, that is when the U.S. Geological Survey conducted an extensive mapping of Afghanistan for its various mineral resources. So the U.S. found these mineral resources. The problem arose in American management of its foreign policy. The American public was never told that this is an interest because of which we need a stable Afghanistan. American public opinion was allowed to just move in the direction that it did eventually, and everybody wanted out of Afghanistan. American companies didn't want to invest in these projects, partly because of the insecurity due to the Taliban insurgency, partly because of the overall climate in America where it was, you know, who cares about Afghanistan? The Chinese were paying attention to it all that time, as were various Afghan neighbors. And the Taliban were conducting secret negotiations with the Chinese, with others at that time, also saying, hey, guys, you will have an opportunity to exploit the mineral resources and invest in them. So it is a major factor that should have been part of the American calculus, did not become a significant factor in the calculus, and is now definitely a factor in the power play that goes on in Afghanistan.
The puzzle bill here that we're looking at, the mining, all of the mining, this goes on at the same time that the training goes on. To your knowledge, Bill, is Al-Qaeda, which is a transnational organization, is it recruiting the experts? The Financial Times mentions a lot of experts and mining engineers have fled the country. To your knowledge, is Al-Qaeda recruiting engineers and mining engineers and people to exploit these mines? There are some photographs here of some big equipment. It looks like a very sophisticated organization.
I am not aware of efforts for Al-Qaeda to help the Taliban with exploiting these mines, getting, you know, manpower, but I certainly wouldn't put it past them. We have to look at bin Laden's history in the construction industry, you know, multi-billion-dollar corporation based in Saudi Arabia. I would not be surprised in the least if Al-Qaeda was attempting to help the Taliban recruit talent. That, you know, the exodus of the knowledgeable, you know, people in industry and mining and all of that from the Taliban takeover, that's something that certainly hurts. I also wouldn't be surprised, John, if the Taliban wasn't getting assistance from Pakistanis, from the Iranians, even the Chinese. Remember, the Chinese are going to be very interested in exploiting the, you know, that's the real winner here in getting those, particularly the raw materials, the industrial raw materials. So, you know, I think it would be Al-Qaeda certainly maybe helping, but I think that the Taliban is going to get more help from its, dare I say, state sponsors.
And Mr. Ambassador, a comment on Pakistan working, because we're also going to talk about friction between Islamabad and Kabul. And also a comment on the U.S. There's much attention to how we need to provide funds for the Taliban because the people are starving. The country's food security doesn't much exist. Is it a factor in Washington that the Taliban has this resource, that they're mining rich?
Washington is not paying attention to Afghanistan, in case you haven't noticed, John. The fact of the matter is that, yes, the Taliban have a narrative of absolute poverty, etc. They are sitting on these natural resources, but these natural resources can, you know, the guys with pickaxes can only find a very limited part of these resources. They're not going to be able to mine for $1 trillion worth of minerals with pickaxes. They will need major mining equipment to move in. If the Chinese have their way, they will be the ones providing it. As far as Al-Qaeda and other non-state groups are concerned, they will all negotiate for access and various kinds of facilities. The U.S. is completely out of the picture on any of this.
What I like about it, Hussein, is that I've been given to understand the only source of income for anyone, especially the farmers, is opium. In other words, they have to participate in the drug wars. But this looks to be a completely new direction. It's even better than oil because we can only assume that when you look for gems, you find more gems. To your knowledge, is this a factor in Islamabad? Do they talk about partnering with Afghanistan?
Look, Pakistan's concerns in Afghanistan have been always been very different. Pakistan does not have the kind of money that would be required to invest significantly in the mining operations in Afghanistan, and I don't think the Taliban would let the Pakistanis be the partners. That said, China and Pakistan are close enough. So if China goes in, Pakistan might be able to ride on their coattails. The bottom line still remains that the United States knew about this well before anybody else, and in typical fashion in which we conduct our American foreign policy, it wasn't given the attention it should have been. And that is, in my opinion, the bigger story.
Hossein Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States. Bill Raggio, senior fellow, Foundation for Defense of Democracy. When we come back, the Islamic State and a breakdown in conversation between Kabul and Islamabad. The previous patron is now the adversary. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Warning. The following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. Forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations, because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.